Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Looking for some bets? You came to the right place. Here on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. I'm Chelsea Messenger, Denton Day, filling in for Jenks. In a few minutes, we'll get to our six favorite games against the spread in both the college and NFL ranks. So normally I'm somebody that's kind of a conservative bettor, where I only play like a few things. But Den, let me ask you, I feel like you've had some pretty big cards when it came to, our best bets on the show. Do you find yourself somebody who peppers the board with bets, or do you keep it small like me?
I don't pepper the board, so to speak. I'm not no Cade Cunningham. You know what I mean? I consider myself to be more Nikola Jokic. I like to be more, precision.
Efficient.
But I'm not shooting six shots. I'll be shooting my 23. It's more so, late in the week when there's football. I'm much better there. Yeah, I still like to gamble in basketball, and I still think basketball gambling is fun, but I'm much better, and I'll have a much bigger card when there's a lot of football, which is today. So today's card is going to be pretty massive, Chelsea, I have to admit.
Well, there's more options, because here's the thing, during the week, say on a Monday, there's one Monday night game, as opposed to the weekend where we're doing a show on Friday. And we are talking about the whole Saturday slate of 150 college games. I'm not even exaggerating. It takes forever to scroll through all those college games. And then we get to the NFL where it's a full slate of spreads, it's totals, it's player props. So for me, I definitely always have more options on our Friday shows just because there's more games.
Yeah. And I'm how locked in I am to college. So I give out five plays on Twitter every single week. So the only difference is now I'm gifting the five plays to our audience and saying, here, take these plays, and then still believe that Denton is mentally 3-0 in his career in the Daily Tip, and just ignore all of the losses that I've had this week because Drake May couldn't throw a second touchdown.
You're going to live in that headspace forever. He's always 3-0. I'm going to put it on your tombstone. It feels morbid. But yeah, it just feels like one of those things you'll be chasing. But who knows? After this weekend, you could be, 12-3. So we'll see how many bets pepper the card when it comes to our best bets. And that's coming to you next segment. But as for this segment, it's time to pick our favorite games against the spread. All right, let's start us off here with the early game on Sunday in the NFL. Let's go overseas to Madrid. Commanders and Dolphins. We're going to hit the over 47.5 because I believe this Commanders defense still needs to prove it to me. Okay, Dan Quinn is calling the defense this week. You still need the players to execute said defense. And we just haven't seen it from the Commanders this year. Plus, they have some injuries that make me a little concerned on an already bad defense. The Commanders have hit the over in three of their last four games. I know Miami has played in tighter scoring games, But I think this Miami Dolphins offense, with all of the speed that they possess, is a tough matchup for the Commanders. And meanwhile, Marcus Mariota, he's been putting up points. The offense has not really been the issue, at least in the past couple of games. They scored 22 against the Lions. So I think the Commanders can at least contribute here. And I think that the Commanders can at least run the football against a Dolphins team that has not been very good against the run. So I'm going to go with the over here. I know it's overseas, a little chaos sometimes in those games. But let's give the people in Madrid a show. Let's hit the over 47.5 between the Commanders and the Dolphins.
It's a great play, Chelsea. I'm backing it. I'm just terrified that Tua Tagovailoa is going to look like the greatest quarterback that's ever played football to the great people of Spain. If you want to watch this game, it's available 9:30 a.m. on NFL Network. It'll be live from Madrid. My first play comes in the way of the college football game. I'm taking Duke Lane 4.5 against UVA. I really like this Duke team, and I really have questions about this UVA team. What are they? What are they when they have some quarterback troubles? Can they really run the table and get to the college football playoff? And I think the answer to that is a no for right now. So I think Duke is going to be the team that plays a little bit of spoiler. So I'm taking the Blue Devils to lay 4.5 against UVA.
All right. ACC down bad this year, especially if Virginia loses. But you see a little red flag in this one from a betting standpoint. Whenever the unranked team is favored and favored by more than a field goal against the ranked team, who are you trusting here? The odds makers or the people who vote on the AP poll? For me, I'd be trusting the odds makers. If you want to watch it, it is a 3:30 Eastern kick on Saturday at Wallace Wade Stadium. Okay, back to the NFL we go for a divisional matchup in the Steel City. I'm going to go with the Bengals getting 5.5 against Pittsburgh. And I understand the Bengals have been in a disappointing season, of course, with Joe Burrow being out. But now they have the good news that Joe Burrow could possibly be back by Thanksgiving. So mentally, you think this probably gives a boost to the Bengals. And plus, we've already seen this matchup before. The Bengals won it outright, 33-31. I'm not saying the Bengals need to win outright, but I do think this game is going to be close because that's what we've seen from the Steelers' defense. One of the highest paid units in the entire NFL has not lived up to the billing where they continue to give up a bunch of points. Just gave up 25 to the Chargers with a Chargers offensive line that was extremely banged up coming into that game. If you look at the Steelers' defense, they've given up at least 25 points in three of their last four, including that game, to the Bengals. So I think this is going to be a prop bettor's dream as well. I think the over's in play. I think Joe Flacco can absolutely sling it, just like he did last time. 342 yards, three touchdowns in that last matchup. And Ja'Marr Chase had 161 yards against this Steelers defense. So I think Aaron Rodgers can contribute as well with a bad Bengals defense. I think it's a get-right game for Aaron Rodgers as well, but I think this one's going to be closer than this line suggests. It's a divisional matchup at the end of the day. Let's go Bengals plus 5.5.
Yeah, how about a little bit of fireworks in November, right? Some pre-Thanksgiving fireworks. I'm with it. I think they're going to see a lot of offense in this one, and there's going to be some extra motivation for Cincinnati, knowing that Joe Burrow, with his emo hair and all, is getting closer and closer to being back on the field, which means they're still alive in playoff contention. Got to keep it close, though, against Pittsburgh. Maybe steal a win against Pittsburgh to keep that thing going. That's going to be a 1 p.m. start Eastern time in Pittsburgh. One of the sneaky best games of the weekend, Chelsea. I'm taking Oklahoma plus 6 against Alabama. So I'm buying the half point in this one. But this Oklahoma defense is one of the best in college football. And while I love Alabama and everything they've done offensively this year, they can't run the ball. And I think if there's one defense that they're going to see this year, they being Alabama, that will force them to be one-dimensional, it's going to be Oklahoma. They're the one team that I feel like can hang with a passing game of Alabama and force them to run the football. Now, they're going to have to keep it close offensively. John Mateer has been a really fun player to watch, but since he got back from the thumb injury, there's been some accuracy issues, and you can't give the football away against Alabama. You're going to have to need to make some big-time throws on third down, third and medium, third and long. Maybe they go for it on a fourth down that you're going to need to capitalize on and execute on. But defensively, I'm just breaking this down of defense for Oklahoma versus Alabama offense. Oklahoma's defense is the one team in the SEC that I feel like can really hang with Alabama's offense. So I think Oklahoma keeps it close, and they cover it with six.
I think this is one of those games where matchup matters. Like, this feels like a nightmare matchup for Alabama, where it's just, it's a team that defends all the things that they do well offensively. And then defensively, you look at Alabama, they've not done great against running quarterbacks early in the season against Thomas Castellanos. And even against, who was it, Missouri and Bo Prabula. Mm-hmm. You know, he was running all over the place. So I think it's going to be one of those games where matchup matters. And if you're getting 6 points in this game, I think Oklahoma is certainly the play. If you want to watch it, 3:30 Eastern kick at Bryant Denny in Tuscaloosa. All right, how about the biggest game of the weekend? Going to go to Texas and Georgia. Going to lay the 6.5 with the Bulldogs here at home. We've seen this story before. Last year, this Georgia defense put on an absolute clinic against Texas. I understand it's two different teams, different personnel, but the defensive game plan that Kirby Smart had against this Texas offense, limiting them to 19 points or fewer in both of those matchups last year, I think we see more of the same. Especially when you're having trouble believing in an offensive line at Texas that has been very shaky at protecting Arch Manning. That doesn't feel like something I want to believe in when you take a young quarterback and put him on the road in a tough SEC environment. And plus, at the end of this game, in the final 2 minutes, if this is a tight game, who are you going to trust? Are you going to trust Texas, who's been incredibly inconsistent? Or are you going to trust Georgia, who has been the most resilient team in college football this year, especially in the fourth quarter? Not only have they been winning these games, they'll pull out the cover like we saw against Ole Miss. So I'm going to lay the 6.5 with Georgia at home. Let's go, Dogs.
Georgia's coming off a big win last week, too, against Mississippi State. There's a lot of people that thought that the other Bulldogs would be able to keep it close, and they just trounced them. Gunnar Stockton's playing really well in the emergence of Zachariah Branch. Good luck to Texas trying to keep up with that guy. That's going to be the main event on Saturday, a 7:30 kick between the Hedges in Athens.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Main event in the NFL, I'm taking the Seahawks +3.5 against the Rams. This is the best game of the weekend to me because you're getting two of the best teams, not just in the NFC, but two of the best teams so far this year in the NFL, and they match up so well with one another. You get the Rams with an MVP candidate in Matthew Stafford. You get the Seahawks, who clearly got something right with Sam Darnold, but also in a weird way have a guy that should be in the conversation for MVP, though he's not because he's a wide receiver, but Jaxon Smith-Njigba has been unguardable. I think you're going to see a lot of offense in this one, but because both of these teams are so good on the defensive line, they got guys that can get after the passer. Seattle's defense can turn you over, and they can create points based off of those turnovers, whether that's just putting the offense on a short field or doing it themselves on defense. I mean, DeMarcus Lawrence was awesome last week. A couple of scoop and score touchdowns. This is a defense that can really get after you. This is going to be the biggest test, I think, that the Rams have seen so far this year. Getting accustomed to the speed, getting accustomed to the way that a Mike McDonald defense operates. I do think Los Angeles ultimately wins, but I think they do so in walk-off field goal form, which means I'm taking that 3.5. I'm buying the half point with Seattle, but I'm taking them +3.5.
I do feel like if you look at this game, like home field advantage in quotes, is baked into the number, and I'm not sure if LA even has one, right? Like, you'd look at their games, and it's one of those things where it's just not a super fan, you know, environment that you think of at some of these other stadiums. So I think defensively, like, I know everybody's going to be talking about the quarterbacks in this matchup, but like you mentioned, these two defenses have been extremely stingy this year. If you look at the Seahawks, third best defense against the run, and then in the Rams, second best scoring defense in the NFL, giving up just 17 points per game. So, like, I don't know where to go on a total in this one, because you look at the offensive playmakers, you're like, oh, well, the Seahawks can stop the run. Matt Stafford can sling it 35 times and still put up points. And you look at JSN, on the other side of the ball for the Seahawks. So I don't know as far as a total goes, but I do know one thing. I will be watching this game if my local stations allow me to.
The local stations are going to potentially put a damper on the weekend.
Can't wait to have the Browns and the Ravens instead of this game. Or even the Chiefs and the Broncos, which I don't think that game's going to be necessarily as close. But it's like if Taylor Swift is there, they're like, we got to get this game on national TV right now.
I feel like Taylor Swift has been at a lot of these games, but very quiet. I'm proud of her. What is this, year three that we've dealt with the Taylor Swift debacle? She's been much better about it.
Well, it's not her.
Like, well, yeah, I guess it's more the television producers have been much better about it. Not her. Well, maybe she was making a call. I don't know. Be like, hey, put me on here.
Well, we've had other, like, sideshows. Like, Trump being on the broadcast for, what was it, the Commanders game? Did you hear his radio call? I expected a little bit better out of him.
Like, Chelsea, I had to watch it for work. So I had to listen to it. And regardless of your political affiliations, having a guy that doesn't know sports try and call sports is not a fun experience.
No, it's just really difficult. Like, I don't watch Saturday Night Live much anymore, but that was a perfect chance for SNL to do Shane Gillis as Trump calling a football game. I would watch that.
I bet you'll see it this weekend. Because they remember, that happened, so they got a full week to be able to do something like that.
But I don't know if Shane Gillis is available, right? Like, maybe he is. I don't even know what he's up to these days.
Hanging out, having a good time, doing some bits. Bits and skits,
drinking,
you know?
Beers.
Drinking beers.
Or fake drinking beers, like on that Bud Light commercial, where they notably point out you can't drink beer in a commercial. I didn't know that until that commercial. Did you know that? Where they can't actively drink beer in beer commercials? Crazy.
Yeah, that's new information to me.
Thank you, Post Malone and Shane Gillis, for your service. All right, well, coming up next here on the show, we give out more bets. If six wasn't enough for you, have no fear. We got props coming up. We got totals, college, NFL, you name it. Best bets come your way after the break here on the Daily Dip on a Football Friday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Time to land the plane. It's a Football Friday here on the show. And in mere moments, we'll give you our favorite bets of the entire week, whether it's spreads, whether it's totals, whether it's props. So we have a lot to choose from. All right. So it's going to be a big weekend in college football. So, Denton, we've talked about all of the streaming services that you get from your brother. How will you be watching some of these games? Are you, you know, knocking on your brother's door again and saying, hey, it's time for you to pony up and get me a way to watch ESPN over the weekend.
I thought you were going to say, how are you going to contribute to the operation here? Which at this point is still, I'm not. I'm hoping that something gets worked out by tonight. We've heard a lot of momentum and things, but then we also have heard and it wasn't the CEO, it was like COO or some important person at the Mickey Mouse ears said, "We'll fight this battle as long as we have to." Like, all right, thanks, guy. You're not the hero in this scenario. Like, no one's pulling for the underdog of Disney here, all right? Like, just give us YouTube TV and ESPN, please, and thank you. Bob Iger was flexing about, "Oh, we're going to have AI short form content for users coming up here soon." I'm like, I don't want AI Mickey Mouse. I want ESPN on YouTube TV. So I'm probably going to do the slang thing again if I can. So I'll pay another $5.
Well, I mean, if there's ever a weekend where $5
this has
is
to
worth
be.
It.
Yeah.
So this weekend.
This will be the one. So I'll lock
in. College. Yeah. Or you could do. Have you already done the Fubo free trial? You can do that for 7 days.
I have not. Does Fubo have the quad box, or is that literally just a YouTube TV thing?
No, that's a fever dream that we will no longer have. So just wave goodbye, say the quad box was nice, but it's no longer a thing since YouTube TV does not have ESPN. So it's like you can't do quad box, of course, across multiple platforms. So, like, that's the tricky part, is that now, like, you have to have different streaming options open. Like, the quad box, we should have appreciated you more when we had you.
I don't understand why these other companies can't figure it out. I mean, YouTube TV's been doing it for years. My problem with them is they would always make the quad box for you, and it took them too long.
Right.
For them to be like, "Hey, you can make your own," because it'd be like three football games and like some political program. And I'm like, "Hey, which one of these is not like the other? You maybe want to remove the politic program and get me, I don't know, USFs and somebody, please and thank you." I don't know why anyone else can't do the quad box. Like, it doesn't feel like you got a bunch of dorks in your company, right? You got some people typing away at the code. I feel like that should be an easy thing to do.
Because that would be a nice thing for sports fans. And sports fans don't get nice things anymore, right? It's clearly. Like whatever they can do to like stomp us in the mud. So like, I don't know. I think whenever it's the quad box before we could choose, it would always be like rodeo or NASCAR. And it's like, I understand those are sports by definition. But like on Sunday or Saturday, those are not things that I want in my quad box.
No, bowling, I'm okay. You know, maybe in the off season on like a weird Tuesday, but in the NFL or the college football, I'm good.
All right. So navigating the waters of how to watch sports these days are tricky ones. But listen, the juice is going to be worth the squeeze this weekend, or at least that's what we're hoping when it comes to college football. And of course, some of these NFL games as well. All right. So now it's time to lay out who we have the most faith in today. All right, Denton, since you are the guest host, Philly in for Jenk today, you get to bat leadoff. So choose one game for your best bet and expand.
So I will start with a game that's going to be played tonight. We get a great college football slate tonight. We get Minnesota going on the road to take on Oregon. I'm going to take the over 44.5 in this one. I think Oregon needs a strong offensive output. And I think they're going to give a strong offensive output. But I also think that Minnesota, who has had a good year this year in the Big Ten, you know, PJ Flex over there rowing the boat and doing all his catchphrases and all those things. I think they're going to be able to put up a couple of points against this Oregon defense, but Oregon's offense is going to very easily outpace them. But I like over 44.5. If some of these Big Ten games that have taken place on Fridays over the past couple of weeks have been more of the high scoring variety. So I think we see that tonight.
Well, and plus, maybe it's a buy-low spot. Coming off that game last week, of course, with Oregon and Iowa and terrible elements, it's not going to be the same thing. I haven't checked on the weather, but can't be lower scoring than that, it feels like. Like, no. Iowa always does that. That's pretty much a trademark Iowa game. All right, as for me, I'm going to the NFL and hoping for a ton of points in the Commanders and Dolphins game. So this is the early game, going to be on at 9:30 a.m. Central, or a.m. Eastern, excuse me, in Madrid. So let's take the over 47.5 between Washington and Miami. So we've seen this over the entirety of the season, that the Commanders' defense has real problems. We've seen them go over the total in three of their last four games because their defense can't stop anybody. And granted, the Dolphins aren't the Lions. Maybe they don't score 44 in this one. But I do think the Dolphins have some pieces that are extremely fast that are going to be tough for this Commanders defense to stop. Guys like Devon Achane, who's coming off a monster game against the Bills, over 170 yards rushing. I think we see more of the same when it comes to riding the hot hand of Achane. And plus, the Commanders, I think, can at least contribute here. The Dolphins do have a weakness in stopping the run, so I think the Commanders can at least take advantage and contribute to that total. Let's go over 47.5 between the Commanders and the Dolphins. All right, Den, let's read off that CVS receipt of bets. What's next?
So I'm going to go back to college football. I'm going to take Oklahoma +6 against Alabama. They're one of the few teams in the SEC that defensively, I think, are good enough to limit Alabama from scoring a ton of points and kind of keep it close, right? They fly all over the field. I can't tell you how many times this year, Chelsea, I've been watching this Oklahoma defense and thought, man, it feels like they have 12 players. Man, it feels like they have 13 players because they're so fast. And this is a trademark for a Brent Venables defense, but on top of it, this is an elimination game for Oklahoma. If they lose, I don't believe that their resume is strong enough to justify them getting into the college football playoff as a three-loss team. I think there's a rival that they have that can justify that. We'll get to them in a second. But I think Oklahoma knows this is a game where they need to play really, really well. And I think defensively, that's where it's going to start. And I think they have a good game against Alabama, good enough to keep them within 6 points. So I'm going to take the Sooners to cover that 6 number.
Yeah, if there's a team that's built to match up well against Alabama, it's this Oklahoma defense. And especially if you look at the other side of the coin, Alabama has not done well defending mobile quarterbacks. All right, as for me, we're going to go back to the SEC. I'm going to take Georgia laying 6.5 against Texas. For me, at the very end of the day, if this game is close in the fourth quarter, who are you going to trust? Are you going to trust Georgia, who's been the most resilient team in college football, who's eked out all these wins in the fourth quarter and even some covers when it looked like there was no chance where they cover the 7.5 against Ole Miss? Or do you trust a Texas team that's been very up and down and the offensive line has been very shaky? They've got a young quarterback in Arch Manning who, you know, it's possible that he plays a good game against Georgia, but the Georgia defensive game plan has been so good against Texas in the past. Last year, this Texas team, it was really good last year, couldn't even muster more than 19 points in each of those two matchups against Georgia. So I think Kirby Smart has a great defensive game plan here. I'm going to lay the 6.5 with the Dogs. All right, Den, more bets. Let's keep them coming.
That's a squad play, Chelsea. I'm laying 6.5 with Georgia as well for a lot of the reasons that you just lined up. And then on top of that, Gunnar Stockton's been playing really well as of late. And I have to be honest, didn't know he had it in him. I didn't. I thought he was going to be the downfall for Georgia this year because I just didn't think he was up to par with what you need to be playing at this level where everyone is good this year in the SEC. And he has proven me wrong over the last couple of weeks. If you need to put 40 points up, he can do it. If you need to win a shootout against Florida or a lower scoring shootout against Florida, he can do it. I think he does a lot of things really well. So squad play on that one. I got Georgia laying 6.5.
Ooh, I like it as well. Have you done all of your bets?
Oh, I got one more. So I didn't know if you had another one in there as well. I got one more. Mm-mm. I'm laying 11.5 with Michigan against Northwestern. I want as much hype as humanly possible as we lead into that matchup against Ohio State for multiple reasons. First and foremost, that's my favorite rivalry game in college football. Second, I haven't seen Ohio State play a really good football team this year. That Penn State game was not nearly what we thought it was going to be. Illinois was not nearly as good as we thought they were going to be at the beginning of the regular season. And that Texas game feels like a lifetime ago. That's week number one, you beat the number one overall team, sick. I don't really count that. I need to see them now beat a great team. And Michigan, if they continue to blow teams out, which they get Northwestern and Maryland, those are blowout caliber opponents. If you continue to blow some teams out, that could end up being maybe not a top 10 matchup. I don't think Michigan will climb that high without a win against Ohio State, but that's going to be a really exciting matchup. And on top of that, Bryce Underwood's just playing a lot better. He's starting to understand what it means to play quarterback in the Big Ten. So I think Michigan has a really strong day offensively against Northwestern, and I think they lay 11.5.
I'm rooting for that as well because I do think if Michigan continues down this path, that will be the best rivalry game of the year. And it's not just because it's Texas or because it's Michigan and Ohio State, but because it's meaningful. Because I'm thinking across the board, like, what are the most meaningful rivalry games that we're going to have? Like, Texas and Texas A&M, Georgia and Georgia Tech, maybe that one's meaningful. But, like, Auburn, Alabama definitely doesn't have the cachet that it does. Vandy feels kind of out to me. Like, they're playing Tennessee, I believe. That one doesn't feel as meaningful. Am I missing something?
No, some of the other ones, I mean, the Apple, not so much. The Egg Bowl, probably not as much with Mississippi and Mississippi State. It's going to be Ohio State and Michigan. And it's worth noting that Ohio State does not have a great track record over the past few years. Against Michigan, it's a little bit of a mind game.
Absolutely. When I think of the Egg Bowl, I always think of, who was that receiver that did the, like, dog peeing celebration? I always think of that.
I believe that was DK Metcalf. Maybe it wasn't DK Metcalf. Whoever it is made it to the... It might have been Elijah Moore. Whoever it is made it to the NFL and played in the NFL.
I feel like the Egg Bowl is always entertaining. And isn't it always on, like, a... It's like on a random day. Isn't it, like, not the normal day as the rest of the games?
It was usually a Friday. It might be a Thursday this year. So it might be on Thanksgiving.
Ooh, Thanksgiving weekend's always good for college football. And, of course, it's a great weekend altogether. All right, that's going to do it for us here on The Daily Tip on a Friday. Have a fantastic weekend for me, for Den, for the whole crew. Have a great weekend. Best of luck on all of your bets. And, of course, Bet Sweats is next here on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.